May is Foster Care Awareness Month. Today, more than 500,000 children are in foster care in the United States. These are some of our most vulnerable young people, those whose parents were unable to provide a safe, stable home environment during their childhood. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, and my guest today is Christina Miranda, a member of the Foster Care Alumni of America. Christina has personal experience as a child who emerged from the foster care system and now shares her experiences as a child welfare advocate. Today, we'll discuss what it means to be a child in foster care, the special challenges of aging out of the system, and how critical permanent connections are to children even as they become adults. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, Christina.
Thank you for having me here. Absolutely. I really appreciate it.
So give us a little bit of context to make sure all of our listeners know what foster care is. Tell us a little bit about sort of how you see foster care.
Having been in foster care myself and a former foster youth and now an alumni from the foster care system, foster care to me is any placement that is out of the home of the biological family, the nuclear family. with my experience, I entered foster care when I was 5, and I was essentially raised in over 10 different foster families growing up until I aged out of the system or quote-unquote emancipated from the foster care system, as my court paperwork states.
And so now you're part of this alumni group of, yes. of individuals like yourself from all over the United States, and you guys work together to sort of raise awareness. What are some of the key challenges that you find, both from your own experience or some of the experience of your fellow alumni? What are some of the key challenges for children who spend time in the foster care system?
Being a part of Foster Care Alumni of America, FCEA, one of the most key things that have really inspired me and have really worked for me as a former foster youth aging out of the system without a permanent connection. The FCEA helps to provide a network of support of even now today, I meet these alumni, and we have so many gifts and so many talents, and we work in different entities, and we advocate for the betterment of the foster care system in different capacities, whether that's advocating on Capitol Hill, as I have, or working on Capitol Hill, as I have, or sitting on panels and briefings, or being a part of the community, or singing, or whatever it is, whatever gifts and talents that we have. We bring those together to help improve the foster care system and also the adoption system and the adoption process. So for me, aging out of the foster care system and couch surfing until I went off to college, I ended up doing an internship on Capitol Hill, and that's where I came along, Foster Care Alumni of America. And it gave me a sense of identity, a sense of community, because I didn't have family. And I'm a big advocate for, you know, family's not just about DNA. It's not just about being adopted. You can create your own family, which I have, through the alumni community, through child welfare stakeholders, through my spiritual affiliations, and through the advocacy work that I've done.
And those connections, whether they're by blood or by other kinds of relationships, are really critical to our well-being as children and as adults.
Yes, yes. Every single person along the way, even growing up in foster care, every single person along the way has instilled a seed in me. And we, as alumni, still need those seeds today. For myself, I actually, as we know, nationwide, we're picking up a momentum, and knowing that foster youth are over-medicated and misdiagnosed. And I was finally diagnosed with what I believe to be the correct thing, which is post-traumatic stress disorder, and also complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And there's both diagnoses have different symptoms, but something that a lot of us alumni, we suffer from is CPTSD, the complex post-traumatic stress disorder, which with that comes a sense of depersonalization, derealization, dissociation, anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation, these things that we're living with on a day-to-day basis because we never had the opportunity to grieve the losses that we had. I never had an opportunity. I grew up in so many different foster homes, so many different schools, and had so many losses, not only from my biological family, separation from that, but just all the trauma that I experienced as a foster youth.
Since this is Foster Care Awareness Month, and we know there's a need for good people to be foster parents when a child has to be in a different home, what do you think it takes to be a foster parent? Who should consider being a foster parent based on your own experience?
I really think that anyone who really has a vested, a genuine, and a resilient and really has this the love for children and really meeting the child where they're at. That this one critical thing, you have to meet the child where they're at. You have to meet their family where they're at. I think understanding the child, like I know I bounced around from foster home to foster home because at 10 years old, I was already shut down in dissociative mode because it was so painful for me as a child to hold that pain that I self-sabotaged a lot of the foster homes. I just, you know, but what I really was doing was just testing them to see, are you going to give up on me too? I think there are many different ways in which these foster families can help these youth. And that's really, you know, you have this child in your home and God bless you, you know, you take care of them every day. And I think that you should always keep in mind that they do have a biological family and that they're going to crave, they have this innate need to know who they are and to stay connected with them. And that was critical for me growing up. And I didn't have that support system. I didn't have someone advocating for me to understand where I'm at.
And where you came
know?
From. And
right, exactly.
That development of identity, that's such a challenge for all kids growing up, but particularly for kids who maybe don't have that sort of typical family upbringing.
Every child needs to understand if they're in the system or even if they're adopted, they need to understand what happened. They need to understand, do you know what happened? And to know that it wasn't your fault. And to meet the child where they're at with their different coping mechanisms. For me, we all have different coping mechanisms. And for me, like I said, it was self-sabotage or self-medicating or self-mutilation or just isolation or just so different coping mechanisms. And they, the people, every single person that is a part of this child's life needs to understand this child. And then, and with that, help them to, in healthy ways, cope with the pain that they're dealing with. And whatever that is, whether not only foster parents and adoptive parents, but there's people out there in the community that can help. Whether that's just taking the time to take a child out to a baseball game or listening to a child. What is your dream? What is it that you want to do? Refer that child to that dream. Help them instill those seeds in them because those seeds last a lifetime. I can remember all the way back to when I was 5 and grew up in foster care and some of the critical people that played a role. Those seeds are still inside me, and I remember. I remember their faces. I remember what they said to me, and I remember the feeling, and that keeps me going every day.
And help instill some personal self-value in
right.
you because of those connections and that time that other people took.
Right, and that's why a lot of us alumni are able to overcome the countless odds that we face. We face the countless odds of exploitation, of human trafficking, of domestic violence, of incarceration, where the statistics are out there, we're 4 to 5 times more likely to have PTSD than those in the military who were in combat. We face homelessness, all these things, different things I've faced, and so many of us have faced, you know. So there are alumni that have overcome these countless odds, but there are still alumni out there that are suffering.
And I want to make sure that in case some of those alumni are listening today, that we tell them how they could get involved in the Foster Care Alumni of America. So tell a little bit about that network and how someone who's listening might be able to get involved.
what was critical for me back in 2007 when I joined was, you know, there was this community that said, you have a voice. And I never knew that. I never learned how to use my voice because no one taught me. Everyone who played a role in my life as a, you know, when I was a foster child, told me what it is that I had to do and didn't hear me out and ask me what it is that I wanted to do. So I think that there are different ways that you can get involved. You can get involved through doing advocacy work, through giving your testimony. I think me having given my testimony over 10 years has really raised awareness around the issues of the child welfare system, of the barriers of the child welfare system. I think that you can look into local community events wherever you are. There are events going on regarding foster youth, adoptive youth, child welfare youth, or the child welfare system, the need to improve it. So I would say through advocacy work, I would say through mentoring. I've mentored current foster youth, you know, that, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So mentoring them and showing them you're an inspiration to them, to know that, you know, there is more than the foster care experience. You are more than a foster youth. You know, there the world, you know, life after foster care, you know, there's so much more than that experience. And you are so much more than the trauma that you went through. And you are so much more than these different labels that they give, these diagnoses that they give. And you need to, and alumni, the alumni that are out there and they have the capacity at this point in their lives, they need to help these current foster youth tap into that. And they also need to be sitting at the tables with these stakeholders who are making these decisions, because we live the life. We know what it is that we needed and what current foster youth need.
And you can give that sort of firsthand experience, but also help them get some perspective.
Yes.
You are truly an inspiration, Christina. Thank you so much for joining us this morning to share a little bit about your experience and some of the issues that you're advocating for.
Thank you so much for having me. And I wish all the best, and I really encourage those who can get involved to find your niche, find somehow where you can help change a child's life. And thank you.
Great. Being removed from his or her home is a traumatic experience for a child. And since removal is a last resort, that separation is often an ordeal that follows years of traumatic family life. Children entering foster care are often in desperate need of love, support, and stability during this tumultuous time in their young lives. So the foster care system presents an opportunity to change that child's path, providing that extra level of connection, consistency, and support that kids need to thrive at a time when they and their family and community need it most. Consider becoming a foster parent, or think creatively about how you could provide a permanent positive connection for a young person transitioning from foster care into adulthood. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Christina Miranda from the Foster Care Alumni of America for joining me to talk about this very important topic. Remember, kids need connections. We are all responsible for connecting with the children in our communities, and we can each help families thrive. For more information about becoming a foster parent, connecting with kids, and other ways to support parents in our community, visit the SCAN website at scanva.org.